Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. This is my dad, Ted.
Welcome to the Smart Thinking Podcast. I'm your host, Ted Knightsky. Well, Thanksgiving is here, and in the United States, that means traditions to be relived. People are going to travel, others will serve, and others yet will unfortunately struggle. So this week, I wanted to talk about two habits that are crucial 365 days a year, and not just when we set aside time to be thankful. As we know, Thanksgiving is a tradition that represents the fact that the earliest settlers to the Americas survived, and they came together with their community and the original residents to celebrate the end of the summer and the harvest. If you know your history, you also know that these earliest of settlers had been exposed to extreme trauma, death, starvation, violence, and malnourishment. The ones who made it to the first Thanksgiving were incredibly grateful just to be there. So what I want to reflect on is the scientific and neurological benefits of that meal and how we can shift our daily habits to become more resilient and happier. The two behaviors are our ability to give to others and ourselves and to thank others and ourselves. Simply put, give and thank. The reflection here for ourselves and those we serve is, how can we increase our leadership for others through a shift in the cliche of give and take and make it give and thank? As always, I have a story to help illustrate this. About 6 years ago on the Friday after Thanksgiving, I had gotten the idea from a friend of mine, Sue Millen, on the different ways that you can give and serve. She had given me a list, and on that list was simply to create random acts of kindness. So as a family, we decided, which really meant mom and dad have an idea, and let's go do this, that we wanted to do something that would impact others. So we went to the floral department and bought 100 carnations. The kids attached a simple note to each flower that said, "Be great today," and we put them in a pail and went downtown in our community. Now, before I go any further, I want to share what we learned on this little giving of kindness activity. We learned that the majority of people didn't know what to think or even what to do when they were handed the flower. Some people responded oddly, like wondering if this was some sort of a weird religious thing, and others, they just lit up with a huge smile. But what it taught our kids was priceless. Here's what happened. We walked from one side of our little community's downtown to the other. The kids would walk up to men and women and just hand them a flower. My kids were like maybe 11 and 8 years old. They were shy, and they just handed the flowers, and sometimes Charlie and Grace would say, "Be great today." Some people were very happy and grateful, and others thought it was a ploy of some sort and were skeptical, asking the kids, "What is this for, and where are your parents?" And when the kids responded simply by saying, "We're just trying to be nice, be great," couples would look at each other and then curiously look around as if they were being filmed for a reality TV show. One guy even insisted on giving the kids money, and others yet would hand the flowers back. But the majority of people, well, they smiled and thanked the kids. But it's what happened next that taught me the true power of giving, as well as my children and my wife. You see, most people may give donations to others, donate food for a pantry, or spend some time constructing something. But in the end, we rarely get to observe the impact of those actions and our gift. Well, in this case, my wife and our kids went to lunch and sat in the window of a restaurant. Many times in life, there are unforeseen consequences of our actions, and on this day, my kids went from being slightly embarrassed about handing out flowers to being overwhelmed with joy. What we observed from the window of the restaurant was that the 100 flowers that we had handed out were actually marching through the streets of Port Washington, and the people who carried the carnations began to acknowledge each other and kind of like wave their carnation. Some stopped and chatted right in front of the restaurant and talked about the two little kids and the message of being great. Then, while having lunch, a couple came in and sat down next to us, didn't even recognize us, and discussed that getting the flower for no reason was really meaningful and how neat it was that the man and woman who had given them to us would actually recognize it right in front of the kids. And the best part was they didn't know we were sitting there. And my daughter would just light up every time the lady would smell her flower. When you give and thank, you don't know what is going to happen because you don't care about getting something in return, or if it leads to the outcome you wanted, because you just did it for the right reason. People who give with the expectation for something in return, well, they're not giving, they're waiting to receive. Giving and thanking is a clear start and finish. Give and take, well, that's not leadership, that's selfishness. Leadership is our ability to influence other people, Buffalo leaders charge into the service for others with no intent of getting something in return. And as my good buddy Gandhi said, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. This speaks to the idea that we have to give with no conditions and we have to thank with reckless abandon. So this week, I have a challenge and an activity for you. The challenge is this: discover the power of giving without a receipt. This means give without expecting anything in return. There's great science behind what happens if you give. I read an article in Forbes recently that broke down the science of giving. There are physical and neurological benefits to being a good person. First is that you have a defined sense of purpose, which guides your moral compass. And this compass guides your decision-making, and that motivates you to do more in the service of others. Second, the simple act of giving increases the chemicals in your body that allow you to feel good. Giving begets giving because it feels good. The more you give, the more you boost emotionally. Giving to others is motivating, and when you give, you are reminded that you and you alone are in charge of your happiness. Your happiness is fueled by supporting and serving others, and it is incredibly motivating. The last part of having a giving condition in your life and leadership is that it defines you. We all carry a narrative about ourselves, and your life and legacy is defined by who you are every moment of every day. Giving for and to others is one of the highest qualities. It also puts you in the mindset that you appreciate what you have instead of worrying about what you don't have or what others have. This leads us to thanks. When you are grateful, you are great. One of the defining differences between my kids and me is when I was a kid, I didn't wake up keenly aware of what everyone else in the world had. I did not wake up to Insta posts of my friends out to dinner, shopping, getting stuff, living luxuriously, or traveling. I woke up and saw my brothers, went to school, and maybe would see somebody in a new Union Bay fleece, and maybe think, I wish I had that. But today, it seems impossible to be grateful for what you have because every day in America and around the world, you are being besieged with what you don't have. You have reality stars constantly showing off and musicians flexing about their Lambos and Bennies. So what do we do as leaders to model a change in behavior when we are competing with a virtual world of materialism? Well, we simply thank people for everything they do for us and with us. We reflect upon what we have and thank those who've helped us get to the state we are in. When my kids handed out those flowers, the people who did the simplest thing motivated them the most. They said thank you and looked them in the eye. That was it. And then they turn and say, did you see that? We have so many things to be grateful for that some of us have lost the simple mindset of being grateful for what it is we have instead of what it is we want. People who give and thank have a better chance of living longer. They are healthier and happier. People who give and thank are more resilient because when they are down, they reflect upon what it is they have versus what it is they wanted. People who thank have better relationships because they are happy to have those friends. They are happy to be happy, and they want to help others. In life, those that thank people don't walk around trying to get bank in return for their actions. Rhyming scheme was intentional. Give and thank people are jealous of others. They are motivated by their service to others, and when they end their day, they lay in bed with a smile because they reflect on what it is they've done for others. People who are give and take lay in bed upset that they weren't given enough. They can't genuinely be happy for others because they want what others have, and they immediately respond to others getting something with a, oh, I wish I had that, kind of attitude. So how do we get people to start to appreciate and reflect so they can grow a give and thank lifestyle? Let's have some fun this Thanksgiving. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to play a game, a reflection game. Here's what you need. You need a shoebox or a paper grocery bag, a stack of note cards, some paper clips, and pens or pencils. Now, you can do this at home, in your office, in your classroom, or with your family, but you'll need at least 4 people to play. Here's how it works. You give 2 note cards to each person and something to write with. On the cards, have them write or draw something they gave to others this past year. Encourage them to think beyond gifts, money, or objects. Tell them to reflect upon the impact of their gift. Here's one of mine. I gave hundreds of hours to 17 girls and coached soccer for them. Now, collect the cards and drop them into the shoebox or bag. Shake it up and have the youngest person draw a card and hand it to the oldest person to read. Then they read the card. but no one should claim that it's theirs. Quiet humility is critical to this exercise. Once the card has been read, have everyone think about what it said, and then everyone takes out a blank note card and writes why they are grateful for what that person had given. This is the give and thank part. The person with the card writes one sentence of gratitude. So in my example of coaching the girls for hundreds of hours, I'd probably read things like this from other people. I'm grateful and happy that you continue to live your passion for coaching and teaching. Now, when you're all done, have the youngest person collect everyone's responses and paperclip them to the giving card that was read out loud. However, no one publicly claims the note card, and only the oldest person gets to see the handwriting. Once all of the responses have been collected, place the cards off to the side. No one gets to read or see them until we've done it with each of the cards. Play until all of the cards are all gone, and then when it is all over, each person stands up, walks over, and grabs their piles, reads the different ways in which people are grateful for their gift, and reflects. Give and thanks, when played correctly, reinforces humility, models for others what the culture respects and values, and finally shows the collective impact of the people in the room. It demonstrates for others what giving actually is in many different contexts. It makes others think about how they too could give like the others in the room, and it shows us the humble side of those around us. This isn't easy because people who are truly servant leaders don't shout out what they do for others. But without us understanding what people value and how they give, we can't be grateful and supportive to them or for them or learn other ways to serve. When it's all over, people will feel an emotional lift. You will be reflective. You will have learned new ways of giving. Grandma will be crying. And it will be a different way to approach give and thanks. So let's do some smart thinking. Describe your mindset when you give. List strategies for reflecting upon what you have. And last, describe how you can foster a greater give and thanks culture for those you love and serve. That's it. That's the Smart Thinking Podcast. As always, thank you. Seriously, thank you for listening. These podcasts are my way of giving, and I'm grateful that the Smart Thinking Podcast grows each week. I'm grateful that you help me spread the leadership reflections and lessons each week as well. So don't forget, post and rate this episode. And last, and as always, thank you to the Wellpennies for the great music. All right, finally, cue the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving music. I wanted to take a little different angle to Thanksgiving this year because traditions are awesome to participate in and live through. However, there are times in which the traditions can be so used to that we fail to see them as an opportunity for improvement. So many people get together and have the same conversations each year, and too often, the only time we see certain people in the entire year is when we are at a holiday or a wedding or funeral. So I wanted to charge you with bringing your family a new tradition. Have them give and thank so that the family sees and hears all the ways that everyone is making a difference. We've lost something the last few decades, and that is the intentional transfer of knowledge and behavior from one generation to the other. We've become too absorbed with the immediate, and we have forgotten to look back and talk to those around us who do so many micro and amazing things every day. Let's become the generation that moves the needle by giving and thanking in an effort not to lose all of the great things that others do every day around us and learning how to be great. Buffalo youth learn to run into the storm from the older buffaloes, and they learn to serve the needs of others by seeing the actions and outcomes that occur as a result of a tradition of charging. This Thanksgiving, and every day moving forward, create a culture of give and thank by feeding the people around you with your own gratitude and service, and charge across your days knowing that your actions are valued and that others are always learning and watching you be buffalo. Have a happy Thanksgiving.